Osiris.
Before we get into the show, we want to tell you about a partner we think you should know about called 1906. It's an edibles company, and they're going to have a really cool limited edition product release at Dick's this year. And we thought that this 12 Days to Dick's series would be a great time to tell you about this. 1906 has teamed up with Tom Marshall to create two limited edition designs called Amphibian Edition. This collaboration was, of course, inspired by Tom's band Amphibian, which began in 1999. This collaboration focuses on two of 1906's most show-friendly products, Go Beans, which are for energy, and Bliss Cups for happiness. And who doesn't need a little bliss every now and then, especially now, leading up to Dick's? So these two limited edition designs will be available in 8 to 10 stores in the Denver area starting Monday, August 27th. Each special edition packages features an amphibian-inspired design that commemorates the three-night run and culminates in the Bliss Lounge, which is going to be in the lot outside of Dick's both Saturday and Sunday. So if you're going to go to Dick's, come by, see the space, say hello to Tom and the 1906 folks, and get fish-inspired makeup artistry for the show. So to find out where the amphibian editions are going to be around Denver and to get details on the Bliss Lounge, check out Instagram 1906. New highs, and we'll also put that in the show notes. Have fun out there.
Osiris.
Friendly podcast. This is the last quick hit to Dick's. Actually, everyone is already at Dick's or on their way to Dick's. Matt is there, but he's with us anyway.
Hey, I am here. I am Rocky Mountain high as fuck, you guys.
He's like, wow. He's freaking Joe Walsh, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. It's great hanging out at Caribou Ranch doing the thing. It's good. It's good to be in Colorado, and I'm actually here with my family, not just my wife and child, but my parents are out here and my sister is out here because we have a family wedding out here this weekend, which twist my arm, make me go to Colorado for a wedding, the weekend that, Fish happens to be out here. So, I am going to be taking my little sister to her first ever Fish show on Sunday night. So that's going to be an experience. We'll see how it goes. And maybe if she doesn't have like a completely horrible time, I could get her to like comment on the quick hit and talk about the show or something like that. We'll see how it goes. This could either be like really good or really bad. I'll fill in everybody in either way.
I've met your sister and I like her. She's a nice person. But I can't believe that you would waste a highly sought after Sunday Dick's ticket on a noob. And for that, I'm not really sure where we're supposed to go from here. But
in all fairness, she asked me if she could come to the show, and I got her ticket before this became the hottest ticket in town, thanks to the debacle formerly known as Curveball.
Yeah, fair.
You had to bring it up.
I like your sister. I hope she has a good time. She's a nice person. She likes to have fun, and so I'm sure that she'll have a good time. But Matt, before you go to Dick's for your Friday night Dick's show and Jonathan and I cry at home for a while, we're going to talk about 2000 because it's the last summer of Fish 1.0. It's the last summer of our 12 days of quick hits to Dick's. This is not a summer that I revisit often, honestly. Like, it's just not a tour that I pay a lot of attention to in retrospect. What about you guys?
I listened to it a lot back in the day, because as we've covered on this fine program before, this was the era when I was getting into the band, so starting to become more interested. And at the time, like shortly after this, when I was really acquiring recordings and stuff, this stuff was readily available. There's a handful of the Live Fish CD series, which comes from this era, which at the time was like a little bit of a bummer because even myself getting into them, I wanted more older stuff, but now that you look at it in retrospect, there's not much that has come out from that era except for that stuff. So it's kind of cool to listen back to that. And I like Summer 2000. I think there's some really cool stuff. There's a really interesting style of bliss jamming, high energy jamming that happens that's based on the 99 stuff in terms of riffage and very groove oriented, but it's maybe a little bit more melodic. It doesn't just kind of get stuck in the same loop all the time. And this today's selection was mine. We're going to talk about the Drowned into Rock and Roll sequence from June 29th in Holmdel, New Jersey. Were you guys familiar with this jam before?
Definitely have heard it. I mean, there was this moment where there weren't any more Fish shows, and I definitely listened to everything from this summer and this year a few times. But I will say, though, it's been a while since I visited this particular show, and I didn't realize that they buried a classic 3.0 double set two opener in the first set of this show, which is pretty crazy and awesome at the same time.
Yeah, how about you, RJ? Is this one that you know?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah, well, this jam I know, but hold on. But is it a set two closer or a set one?
It's a set one closer, but it sounds like a 3.0 okay. set one, set two opener.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
Back
okay.
to cool. back.
All right. I just wanted to just quick fact check on Jonathan. This is one of the shows that I know, but I honestly, like, I still don't, I just don't know the shows that well, you know, not like any other summer, but I do know that sound that you'll hear in the middle of this jam. And Matt, I don't know if there's any like the way people refer to it, but it's a very common sort of jam groove that happened this summer, and I think probably in 99, some parts of 99 too, where Trey's just like chord jamming 8 measures at a time and then like stops and then goes to a different chord. And that's like a common thing that if you heard it, which you will in a few minutes, it will make sense to you. But do you know what I'm talking about, Matt?
Yeah, I do. And the reason why, I mean, I'll say this just to kind of, you know, round up the selection here. This is quite possibly my most my highest listen count of any Fish jam ever, because I work out to this sequence all the time. So probably 2 to 3 times a month I listen to this. I could hum nearly the entire Trey part from the entire jam. It's amazing. And as I've mentioned before, I love a good segue, and this is maybe a candidate, probably definitely a candidate for the best segue ever, because it's just so well executed and just almost comes out of nowhere. Although when you've listened to it enough times, you can kind of hear what Trey's building towards. But what you're talking about, RJ, it's reminiscent of a lot of other kind of hose jams, that people would call, you know, refer to. The Went Jim is another, good example where they, you know, I think everybody knows that, right? But it's built on that one repeating lick that just, you know, gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until, it's almost like a form of tension and release, like just playing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again until you can just reach some sort of huge climax. And the climax in this case is some Trey soloing, yes, but really the segue into rock and roll is what blows the whole thing open. And I love that what starts the whole thing off is a suggestion from Mike. Mike starts playing this bass like do 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 do, and then Trey latches onto that, and that is what builds the whole thing. So really, really cool. And like I was saying, you know, the comparison to 99, they play that lick over and over again for, you know, maybe 10 minutes. But it's got a little bit more of a build. It's got more melodic elements on top of it instead of just, you know, being something that's really fun to dance to. And the last thing I'll say is we're including the audience recording on this because we like to play within the boundaries of Fish's policy. But there is a great soundboard of this out there. This was featured on From the Archives, I believe from the Indio Festival. Mm-hmm. So you can go out and find that, listen to a nice soundboard, which is really good to hear the nuance in terms of how they build it. But the audience, you got to listen to that one too, because the explosion of the crowd as they realize what's happening in the segue is just one of those goosebumps moments that you got to go back to.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to these little things that we've been doing here.
Thank you.
I think we had to get that out there.
That's good.
Thank you. I'm rocking.